Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
I don't need to tell you that all of us are battling high living costs, rising debt and shrinking disposable income, and often saving money feels like an impossible task when every cent is stretched to cover essentials. Yet, without a so-called emergency fund, unexpected expenses like medical bills or car repairs or even job loss can push us into further financial distress. With one of the world's lowest saving rates and record high debt-to-income ratios, is it realistic to expect people to save? People bang on about that all the time, but is there a smarter way to build financial resilience on a very tight budget? I'm going to talk now to Sarah Nicholson, who is operations manager at Just Money, and hopefully give us some valuable advice this evening. So, Sarah, given that many South Africans live paycheck to paycheck, and that's a reality, I wonder if saving is even a viable option these days for the average household.
It is a difficult topic. As you said, you know, South Africa's got one of the lowest places of lowest rates of saving, and it does mean that we have a culture of relying on credit. So it is definitely a very challenging subject, but it is absolutely essential that it is something that we look at doing on a more regular basis and actually really build it into our budget where possible. Of course, if you do have high interest loans, you want to be paying money towards that and trying to close that down as soon as possible. But one does need to look at how you can actually build up an emergency saving fund, because ultimately, should something happen, you want to have that peace of mind that you do have some funds put away that can help you should a crisis happen.
So what then is a minimum realistic target for an emergency fund? Should I be focusing on just a lump sum goal or maybe a percentage of my monthly income?
The typical rule of thumb here is that your emergency savings fund should be sufficient to cover at least 3 to 6 months worth of essential costs. And if we break down what we mean by essential cost, you're typically looking at the costs that ensure you have a roof over your head, can feed yourself and your family, and actually have enough available for transport costs. So you want to look at those really, really essential costs, work out what it is that you need to get by for a minimum of 3 to 6 months. Of course, this is different for everyone, but ideally in terms of your essential costs, but ideally you want to work up to about 3 months worth of savings. So let's say if you've established that your essential monthly living costs are around 30K, you should then be aiming to get savings of a roughly 90,000 and then try and grow this up to about 180. Anything beyond that, you should ideally look at channeling your money into investments such as a retirement annuity or any other investment opportunities. Of course, this does seem like a very high amount, so it's worth just starting small and as soon as possible, where possible, and start putting some money towards that.
Obviously, important advice that you're giving, but for many people, balancing the urgency of monthly debt repayment with the building of the emergency savings fund might in many respects just be a bridge too far.
Definitely. It could feel like growing a savings fund is a really distant dream, especially when your money is tight. But I think it's really important to take a step back and understand why you have to do it. It does provide a financial safety net, and it could be the difference between landing yourself up into even more debt. So let's say without savings, there's a risk that any anticipated costs or unanticipated costs could actually derail your budget and force you into taking out that unexpected credit. And then this has to be paid back. And it does mean that you could end up into that cycle of relying on a credit card or high interest loans, which then creates a longer term financial strain, especially if your budget is already tight with living costs.
And that's,
on the other hand,
that's the next issue I want to raise, because we are so reliant on credit for emergencies, and inevitably, given higher interest rates on repayment, particularly of a credit card, it is going to affect long-term financial stability. We'll be stuck in that trench all the time.
Exactly. And this is a way of just creating one psychological safety that you know that should, let's say your car breaks down, and you need an additional 8,000 for urgent repairs, you could actually take money from your emergency fund and help cover that cost immediately without leading to more debt. Let's say you end up losing your job for some reason. You've got some form of savings to keep you afloat while you look at a new job or an alternative way to earn income. So it just gets us out of that debt cycle. But again, it is not the easiest of things to do. And I think what's important is you've just got to start small and start somewhere.
Let's pivot back to products for emergency savings, if we can. Is there, in your opinion, an ideal financial product in that respect? Or is do different income levels maybe require a different approach?
Definitely. I think ideally, you know, it depends on the individual, what their requirements are. But ideally, you want to put it into a savings fund that you can access quite easily. So it is an emergency savings fund, but it should be something that's separate from your monthly transactional account. So you're unable to touch that money when you, let's say, you're tapping and going for something. You want to keep it away from your day-to-day transactional account. You could look at some short-term accounts where there's a day or two that you need to request that money. So it just keeps that money aside. Or you could even look at the savings pockets or accounts that are part of your main account, but you could sit separately. And then where possible, try and find some savings accounts that do earn a good interest rate just to help that money grow, because you want to keep it in there for as long as possible.
I'm wondering, as we have this conversation, Sarah, whether employers have any role to play in this. Is there policy or maybe employer-driven interventions that could help people start building that emergency savings fund automatically? Or is it kind of between you and your credit card?
It is absolutely worth having that conversation with your company and seeing if that is something that they offer. I know personally in some of the companies that I've worked for, they actually set up a savings fund with you. You get better rates, and they basically take that money from your salary directly, and they allow you to access that money during an emergency or at only specific times of the year. So if that is something that's available, absolutely look at it. Or make sure that you are at least, you know, following the same thing where you are at least putting that money, you actually have a debit order that takes that money off your account and puts it into your chosen savings account. That is definitely a good way of doing it, but reach out to your company and see if they actually offer that service.
And just a final one, I think a lot of this would be about behavior. Financial psychology would play into the ability or, guess, inability to save or not save, even when we understand the importance. Sometimes that's either a great help or a barrier.
Definitely. I think, you know, if you are living month to month, and when you do, for example, get a little bit of additional money, you often want to go ahead and spend that money on something to treat yourself, which is nothing wrong with that. But you should definitely be setting up some good savings habits so that should something happen, you've got money available. And, you know, we talk about planning for these things, but you actually need to be prepared. So make sure that you're putting habits in place every single month that help you be prepared and actually have that money set aside to be available for you.
That is some excellent advice tonight. Sarah Nicholson, thank you very much indeed. Operations Manager at Just Money. I do appreciate your time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.